Popping out in the sun, we welcome everyone. Gave 101, the goal is having fun. I'm happy, like I told ya. I'm stretching now, doing yoga. Not stopping till it's over. Don't want the day to be done. I'm happy, like I told ya. I'm stretching now, doing yoga. Not stopping till it's over. Don't want the day to be done.
Welcome, friends, to Yoga and Podcast. This show highlights the science and brings the magic of yoga and mind-body practices down to earth for the everyday person to help you live your best life. I'm your host, Ashley Weber, a yoga and Pilates teacher and forever student who is oh so curious about all things yoga and. I'm super excited to share with you this upcoming conversation. Now, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode, y'all. Hey friends, I really felt called to do a solo episode about connecting with the heart because I think that is such an important piece of the puzzle in, I mean, really just feeling grounded, being happy, tuning into your internal wisdom, and I just wanted to give you my best advice on connecting to the heart. And I thought this would be a great platform for it. I haven't done hardly any solo episodes on my show, and I usually don't because my cats judge me because I'm sitting in my bed talking to myself for a really long time, and it feels awkward. It feels unnatural. That's why I like to interview people, is because it's a conversation and I actually get to learn from them, and I'm curious about people. I'm not really curious about what I have to say all the time because I talk all the time for work. I'm a full-time teacher, right? So that being said, this just feels a little unnatural, but who cares? I'm just going to go for it. But I don't know how people do a solo cast every single week. That just seems like a whole nother skill set. So let's get into, first, we need to understand the heart chakra. That's what I'm referring to, is this energy center at the center of your heart, connecting to that. That's what this episode is about. And the heart chakra is not to the left, not where the anatomical heart is, but right in the center inside the chest. It's associated with the color green and air element. So what helps me remember that is I like to think lighthearted, or we breathe in our lungs, right? So air. It's associated with Leo. And so you can think of like everything that heart energy brings. Like I mentioned, lightheartedness, but love is kind of that obvious one that we all know about. Compassion. Self-compassion is another key component. You know, grief, heartache also, you know, same side, same coin, different side of the coin. So these can be some emotions associated with the heart chakra. So I think a lot of us, and it's hard not to be, a lot of us are just in our head, in our mind, all the time. I mean, we live in a world throwing information at us. We have to process it with our mind. I mean, it makes sense. Most of us are in our head, right? But I think a lot of it can feel a little tormenting after a while just being in your head all the time, right? And so I have found the greatest peace when I'm in my body and when I drop into my heart. And I actually, so just so you know about me, it took me forever to learn how to drop into my heart. I had walls on my heart. You know, we have to protect ourselves. And so there were times in my life where those walls came up or got walled up, and then they continued to, I guess the walls would build even thicker. And so, you know, then I discovered yoga, mindfulness, meditation, and I could start to feel this energetic wall around the front of my heart, but it stuck around mostly in the back of my heart as I was trying to get these walls off. And I had to really do some work. And so I'm just going to share with you, you know, things that have helped me through the practice of yoga. You know, a big one, an obvious one is, well, so before I get into ways that help open your heart, I want to talk about my life before my heart was open and my life now that my heart is more open. And I want to share with you the difference of my life. I was not one to receive when I had the walls around my heart. So that means I couldn't receive a compliment. I didn't receive a whole lot of gifts. Not that I'm entitled to gifts, but I look back and I realize there wasn't a whole lot of opportunities. I didn't create a lot of opportunities, I guess, to receive because I didn't know how to receive. And I know that's a kind of an esoteric thing, but the next time, how about this? The next time someone compliments you, can you receive that compliment or do you just kind of deflect it away? I mean, that's just something to notice. And I'll tell you how I was able to receive. But anyway, I'll tell you specifically what kind of yoga did that for me. But I also kept everyone at arm's length. That was a really necessary skill, but not to my detriment. Not the best idea. Moving forward as an adult, I didn't need to keep everyone at arm's length all the time. And so that was me. You know, I didn't have a lot of love for myself. I was really harsh, really hard on myself. And truth be told, I get told all the time I'm still really hard on myself, but I've learned to soften that quite a bit. I question it now, you know. Before, I'm like, oh, this is just how the world is. It's harsh. So this is all pre-working on opening my heart, working on opening my heart chakra. And then I can fast forward to today. Ooh, I will say this. This is weird, but my voice has changed. Because I don't know how to explain it. It's just this weird feeling of I know how to drop down deep into my heart. I know, just go with it. And I feel like I can speak from my heart now. Sometimes if I don't know what to say, I'll put my hand over my heart. Like today, I really didn't want to do this episode, like I told you, because I'm just babbling to myself. And, you know, it feels so unnatural. But if I drop into my heart, I know I have things I have to say that are on my heart, that are on my chest. I know I need to get them out. My higher self knows, like, yeah, just do the episode. Who cares if it's not perfect, you know? My perfection side of myself has waned also since I've opened my heart. So, and that's, I'll tell you what practice brought that on. Very specific. So I put my hand over my heart and I can close my eyes and kind of feel into what it is I want to say. So I can feel a hell of a lot more than I used to. I can feel energy now. I can feel like I can walk into a room, read a room. Like I can feel things. I'm more intuitive than I've ever been since I've opened my heart. Also, I can write from a place of heartfeltness. You know how when you get cards from people and there's like a sappy, you open the card and you're like, whoa, there's like a sappy chapter in there. That's me now. Like I am such a writer now, but I write from the heart. I write what I feel. Your hands and arms are an extension of your heart chakra. All right. So what you do with those hands, what you do with those arms is kind of a reflection of what's in your heart. All right, so that was my life. Oh, and you know, obviously I don't hold people at arm's length anymore. I'm actually intimate, very intimate with my friendships now, which is new and huge for me. So, oh, I know how to be vulnerable now. Imagine that. Okay, so there's that. All right. So how do we access this? So I'm going to start with some very specific things that have helped me. The most simple one I mentioned earlier is I just put my hand over the center of my chest, close my eyes, and I get really still and really quiet and listen in. And usually that practice guides me. It's subtle, you know, but it guides me. At the very least, it soothes and grounds me, holding my hand over my heart. I like to take my other hand to my navel and just pause, right? So that's a way to center / drop down into the heart and notice what might be there and then act accordingly, right? So that's one. A really easy thing you can start doing now is supported heart openers. If you happen to have props, so if you have a bolster, you could take your bolster vertical in the center of your mat, sit on your bolster, lie back, wiggle back on your mat so your shoulders and head are on your mat and not on the bolster, and then just lay there. Arms can be wherever, legs can be long, knees can be bent. I would lay there for a good 5 minutes if you can, 5 minutes max. And that will for sure open your chest. Scorpion stretch, I don't know if that's the official name, but that's another one you can do to open the shoulders and pecs. You lay on your belly, you extend one arm long out to a T. That other arm, press into the floor with the other arm, roll back to your straight arm, and you'll feel your shoulders stack, your hips stack, your legs stack. I know this is an audio recording, so it's not very visual. The third thing, I'm just going to offer one more general yoga thing you can do. It's another supported heart opener. It's with your yoga blocks. You have three settings. You have the baby bear, the mama bear, the papa bear setting, right? You can take one block on the very tallest setting and set it at the back of your mat. That'll be for your skull. And then the other block on the medium setting, but horizontal. That'll be for the tips of your shoulder blades. And then you will sit in front of those blocks and then strategically place your shoulder blades on that medium block and your skull, back of the skull on the tall block. And you just lay there in bliss. And again, that will open your chest. Just so you know, next time, the next episode that's going to come out, it will be a heart chakra meditation I will guide you through. So stay tuned for that. I'm not going to go into depth, but obviously, you know, a heart meditation, you can find them on YouTube. You can find them on Insight Timer, the app, for free. Okay, so I want to briefly touch on a few key things that helped me open my heart. And the biggest one was yin yoga. And in fact, a few of the poses I just named are very yin yoga-esque, meaning yin yoga is about inviting yin elements into your yoga practice. Passive, low to the ground, relaxing into the pose, allowing time and gravity to do more of the work of opening the tissues for you and opening specific tissues like the less elastic tissues, the connective tissue, the tendons, the ligaments, all right? And so it's a very passive pose, but think about like a flower gradually opening at its own time when it's ready. Those petals, you don't force the petals open, but you allow time to, and nature really, to open on their own. So that's kind of what you're doing with your body. And it makes sense if you think about it. As adults, we have to like walk around all day, get things done. We have to suit up in kind of this somewhat of an armor as we go out into the world and take on the world, right? And yin yoga is this time of reprieve. It's a time to set your armor down and open up and become soft and vulnerable and allow yourself to be supported by the earth. It's such a breath of fresh air. When I found yin yoga, I was never told to do less. Or maybe I was, but that intrinsically was never in my... it just always seemed like such a bad thing, you know? And yin was encouraging me to do less. What? You want me to be lazy? And I'm in workout clothes? What is this? Are we in the Matrix? So it was like the most refreshing thing at a time in my life when I needed it most. So I learned how to receive. Yin is the opposite of yang, right? Yin is about receptivity, like receive this rest, receive this support, receive this nourishment. Do less, receive more. You don't have to earn it all the time. So, you know, if we want to get philosophical, we all are inherently meant to have love, right? We don't have to earn love. So that is what the big takeaway for yin. It opened me up to receive. So I highly recommend it. Another thing, I want to talk about perfection, being a recovering perfectionist, Virgo. It's like in our birth chart to be perfectionist, right? And I've actually really have let go of it because I actually see the beauty in imperfection all the time. I love beauty. I think of myself as an artist, although my art doesn't show up in a traditional way at all. Lately, I've been doing, my artistic side has been coming up through fashion, which is, I never in a million years thought I would be a fashion person. I'm a little bit shocked still. But yeah, I've been like really playing with fashion lately, which I think it's working on my second chakra. I've been working on that for like a year. I teach walking meditations out in nature. I teach them at a resort I work at. I've been doing that for 2 years now. And I'll tell you what, that has changed my life. It's called a Zen stroll. I teach it at Miraval. If you're ever at Miraval in Austin, come say hi. But I've chosen to angle the class about admiring the beauty of nature. Because it is beautiful out in Texas Hill Country. It's quite nice to be out here and walk around and enjoy nature and the beauty of it. But if you really think about the beauty of nature, is very wild and tangled and perfectly imperfect, and there's hardly any straight lines, and you know, there's something chaotic and about it, and it doesn't look like anything in a magazine. You know, it's not like a manicured lawn, or what is it? They sculpt the hedges to look like sculptures. You know, it's unkept, right? And you know, we are nature, and so we are beautiful and perfectly imperfect, and in nature, there's like hardly any straight lines. You know, go outside and look at that. I mean, that blows my mind. So that has been a reminder to me to let go of perfection. And also, done is better than perfect. And I don't know, I think it's kind of charming when things are imperfect or people have a little quote unquote flaws. You know, have you ever met someone with like a little bit of a lisp? Like, that is adorable to me. Like, I don't know. There's just a lot of beauty in the imperfect. So I feel like that in a way helps to open the heart, because If you feel like you have to be perfect all the time, you know, that's fear. Like, fear is driving the bus when perfectionism comes up. It's not a cute look. Like, I thought being a perfectionist was a good thing, and it's not. It will, because it'll be something you'll never quite hit. And you know, fear in the heart, that'll tighten the heart. I'm going to talk about things you can do to move energy now. I do cleansing work, rituals. I am in herb school. That being said, I'm a baby herby. I don't know everything about herbs by any stretch of the imagination, but I have a few ideas if you want to get a little herbal, a little witchy. The first thing I want to say about the heart chakra is allowing yourself to have space to grieve, to let those emotions come up in the heart. And, you know, if you don't let them come up, it can fester, right? And so if you're able to provide a safe space for yourself or have someone hold space for you that you trust, allowing that grief and sadness to come up, I think, is really important. So, like, I cry all the time. But, you know, I think it's healthy. And at the time of this recording, like, what's going on in the world? It's not good, and to say the least. And so allowing yourself to feel all these really messed up things happening in the world, I think it's good. I think numbing out and not acknowledging them, I think, can put up a wall, right? So what I do is I will let my emotions out when I can, you know, at home, right? And then I will open the windows and I will burn plant medicine to move that energy out of my home. I recently have been learning about indigenous culture in my herb school. And I have made the decision to steer away from certain plants that the indigenous culture use in their rituals, and started to focus on more plants that work, that literally are just outside this door, that also help to clear negative energy and just to clear the space. So I live in the Texas Hill Country. We have juniper trees all over the properties here. And it's also known as mountain cedar. But anyway, we have an abundance of it. And so I think, you know, when you work with what you have around you, I think that is an authentic, integral way to honor the earth. And so, yeah, I burn cedar, I burn juniper. And when I burn it, I burn it. Like, you know that there is a clearing in the house. And so then that makes space. I can kind of clear out those emotions from my home. Rose oil. I have a really good friend, really, really special friend in my life. She's in her 70s. She's wonderful. She's in the metaphysical world, and I've learned so much from her. I love my friends because I have, like, all different ages. I have, like, 20-year-old friend. I have all the way to 70 years old. Like, it's just, and they find me, and it's just wild. But rose oil. She turned me on to rose oil, but she gets this really special high vibrational rose oil. And it lasts for years and years. It's bizarre. And so I use rose oil, also as a way to clear my aura, to maybe put over my heart. I have bowls I work with. There's heart bowls, heart chakra bowls you can play. That I think is so nice for meditation, is just to listen to bowls associated with the heart chakra. Stream of consciousness writing is really, I don't do it enough, but when I do it, boy, things come to life. And but you have to write with a pen and paper. You don't want to type it, or I guess technically you could get away with typing it, but you know, your heart and your hands, they're connected, right? And so when you're writing with your hand, I think you can express so much more in that, what's going on in your heart, right? So those are some ideas. And so I want to share this offering with you, and I'm very excited and proud to do it. And it's all just happened so organically. That's why I know it's meant to be. And I'm doing my very first retreat, international retreat, to Bocas del Toro, Panama. And the name of the retreat is Conexión del Corazón. It's all about connecting to the heart. And it'll be February 11th through 18th, 2024. And you can look at more info on my website. The link's below. It's ashleyweberyoga.com to check out more info. But it's everything I teach, everything I love. The theme is dropping from the mind, going down into the body, down into the heart. And that's when true wisdom, in my opinion, lies. And we're going to be on the ocean in the rainforest. And this property is beautiful. Now, one of my clients and friends, Lourdes Jauros, I've known her for a decade. She spent the last 5 years creating a retreat center on this land. And this is her passion. This is her legacy. And I'm so honored to have my first retreat here. So she's also a chef, and she has chefs on staff that they do all farm to table. So all the food will be grown locally, like around us, and then they will harvest it. And we're going to have 3 chef prepared vegetarian or vegan meals every day. And I've had some of her food. It is insane. If you've ever been to Casa de Luz in Austin, it's like that, but like amped up, like more satiating, I will say that, than Casa de Luz. But it's like that. It's like really good, satiating spa food. We're going to have yoga, Pilates, meditation offerings every day. There'll be cleansing ceremonies, fire ceremonies, a cacao ceremony from the local people who live in Bocas del Toro. Yeah, I'm not going to be some white girl doing a cacao ceremony for you guys. I'm just going to take the ceremony. And then there's also an herbal nature walk that we get to go on, that the locals will take us on. There's going to be a boat excursion, snorkeling, all the swimming and beach that you can handle. And there's even going to be some aerial yoga off the kind of overlooking the ocean, which I'm really excited. So anyway, I am floored that I get to share this with you. Go on my website, look at all the beautiful pictures of Bocas del Toro just to check it out. And I've actually made it really affordable, and I've made a really deep discount for if you're a healthcare worker, if you're a yoga teacher, if you're a school teacher, you get a massive discount because I want to support you guys. And I am just so excited to hold space for you. All right. Well, until next time, thank you so much for listening. If you've lasted this long, thank you for listening. And I appreciate you so much. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you receive value from the show, please write us a 5-star review, and or you can text this episode to just one friend who you know will love yoga and podcasts. We thank you so much in advance for the huge favor. Word of mouth helps support the show in reaching a greater audience, and we could not grow without you. If you want to connect with us, our email is yogaandpodcast@gmail.com. The and is spelled out, yogaandpodcast@gmail. Please follow us on Instagram @yogaandpodcast. We are now on TikTok. The handle is also yogaandpodcast. When you follow us, we will follow you right back on both platforms. Music is by Mama Duke. Graphics, guest booking, and media by me, your host, Ashley Weber. I am so grateful for you. Thank you for listening.